You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like that dude just said, yes, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right here on the News Talk powerhouse of North Alabama. And this is the biggest show across the afternoons of the northern part of our state, Right Side Radio. And that's because of y'all. It's because of this audience. And we do not take that for granted. It is an honor to have this platform. And we appreciate you more than you can know. We're going to switch gears right now. I spent literally the last 2 hours talking school choice, talking education policy in the state of Alabama, things that are happening right now in our state legislature. But let's flip the switch completely. Get your head out of it. We're moving to a new topic right now on the Triple Dipper. Here's the question. Is Ukraine and the potential conflict between Russia, Ukraine, and the standoff with NATO, is that in the national interest? There are conflicting opinions left and right. We got somebody coming on, though, who has an opportunity to potentially impact national policy when it comes to the military, and that's Mike Durant, who's running for the U.S. Senate. Most of y'all are familiar. He's been on the show multiple times, but Mike Durant is a former special operations aviator in the U.S. Army, retired as a chief warrant officer, CW3, actually. He also has a long career now working as a businessman with his company Pinnacle Solutions here in the Huntsville area. So, Mike Durant, thanks for coming on the show again.
Hey, Phil, nice talking to you.
Well, appreciate you being on. Listen, Mike, I looked over your military bio. I do not recall. I don't see anything in there saying you served in the Baltic states or Eastern Europe, not to say that you might not have flown there. Is that some place where you've ever had cause to serve yourself?
I did not. My only visit to that region has been as a business person, and you know, when I was in the military, I went through there on a litter because I left Somalia and went through Europe on the way back to the States. But I have not served, in the military there.
Yeah, you were not sitting tall in the saddle at that particular moment when you came through, I guess, at that moment. But you did fly through. Well, listen, then, Mike, let me ask you this. So your background in special operations aviation, just this morning I saw audio clips. Ryan Zinke, former Navy SEAL, congressman, says that, you know, the NATO defense policy is a good one. We need to be standing, up firm with our NATO allies. And then another former SEAL, Eli Crane, who's running for Congress, says, no, we shouldn't be there at all. We should be dealing with our southern border before we deal with Ukraine's border. What's Mike Durant's position on all this?
Well, I think I agree with all of it because it really depends on, specifically what you're talking about. But I do want to reinforce that last point, in that we seem to be more worried about the border in Ukraine than we are worried about our own border. And that's not to say that the only thing that matters from a strategic interest perspective is, here on our soil. But, why we're so focused on that and not focused on the southern border is very difficult for me to understand. I think it's because this administration realizes they've made so many miscalculations and so many missteps. They're trying to talk tough or, come up with some sort of win here, but they keep taking us down this very dangerous path, and I'm very concerned about where we're going with regard to the whole issue.
Well, let's talk about that then just for a minute, because like even today, Jake Sullivan, National Security Advisor, is meeting with members of the Senate and House Armed Services Committees to give them their classified briefing on the situation in Ukraine. If future Senator Mike Durant is on Senate Armed Services, what questions would you be asking from Jake Sullivan right now?
Well, I think everyone knows they have 100, I think as of today, it's 130,000 troops on the border. It is their border. It is obviously a part of a calculated strategy, strategy that Vladimir Putin has. But the root cause of all this, unless I just don't have all the facts, and I'm sure I don't have all of them, but I'm pretty certain the root cause of all this is us pushing to get Ukraine to be a member of NATO, and Vladimir Putin views that as a threat to his national security. So my question is, why is the U.S. government pushing this so hard? That's not our strategic interest. I mean, it's it should be up to the Ukrainian people, not the United States, to push this agenda. And it seems to be, you know, our misguided strategy to, you know, play this hand is pushing the Russians and Vladimir Putin to the brink of an invasion. And it doesn't make any sense. It's completely illogical. So, you know, I don't know how you unwind it, but that's how we got to where we are. And now it's almost as though our leadership feels like they have to save face and, you know, continue pushing these aggressive stances. But, you know, this doesn't end well if it ends with aggression. And we got to figure out how to get ourselves out of this. And you know, obviously we get the wrong people at the table saying the wrong things because they've gotten us this far, and that's the problem.
Well, and so the person at the top of the food chain right now, the current commander in chief, Joe Biden, he was the vice president at the time when Putin annexed the Crimean Peninsula. So Putin already has a history of taking parts of Ukraine that he deems necessary for his own national interest. And truthfully, somewhere around 14,000 Ukrainians have died in conflict with Russia since that 2014 annexation of Crimea. That being said, what if it turns out that Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, is saying, I want to be a member of NATO? Should we keep them out or just say not in our interest to have you in right now? I mean, what if they ask to be put in? Or is that something you see as being warranted?
Well, I mean, that's a hypothetical. I mean, there's got to be a reason why he's not saying that. I think he understands the dynamics of the situation. And for us to be pushing that as the catalyst to get us on the brink, and when I say us, it's not really us, it's the Ukrainians and the Russians on the brink of war, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, you hear coming from countries in Eastern Europe, you know, the United States is causing this to escalate. And that shouldn't be our role. Our role should be to de-escalate through the diplomatic process, you know, all the tools we have in our toolbox, not escalate this thing where, you know, it gets to a point where it can't be turned around and all of a sudden we've got a ground war.
So right now we have what appears to be an entire brigade combat team out of Fort Bragg, from the 82nd, along with other troops and support elements that have already been deployed. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 5,000 or more U.S. troops have been deployed to surrounding NATO countries. I just saw this morning, Mike, I'm not sure if you saw this, that of course, it's already been out for a few days that the Biden administration is telling Americans in the country to leave immediately, but they don't have any plan and they have no intention of going in to get you out if you get trapped. But then today what I saw was they said, and when you reach the border, make sure you have proof of vaccination to cross the border into Poland in an evacuation proceeding. I mean, your thoughts?
Well, that is just typical incompetent Biden administration. I mean, it's shocking. And meanwhile, on the southern border, they're letting people come through with drugs and no COVID testing and you know, in some scenarios, writing them a check and transporting them to, you know, U.S. neighborhoods around the country. I mean, it blows my mind that these people are running our country. And, you know, it really goes back to why I'm running, because, you know, these people are incompetent and somebody's got to get up there and be the voice of the American people and the people of Alabama and try to get this under control, because it is completely out of control right now.
Well, it's definitely out of control, and there's no doubt about that. And if there was a fight to be had, the last administration that I would want in charge is the one that we currently have. That said, Mike, I don't want to summarize incorrectly. So am I hearing you say that basically you do not believe it was a wise decision for us to bolster the NATO countries around that? Is that a part of what's pushing Putin, in your opinion, or is that not?
As I understand it, it is 100% from his perspective. The issue is that we were pushing to make Ukraine a member of NATO. He saw that as a threat. He pushed back. You know, I've been telling people, he's a hockey player. I play hockey. I think we talked about that in one of our conversations here that we've had. And when you're a hockey player and somebody pushes you, you push back. I mean, that's just the nature of that sport. It's very physical, and that's his mentality. He doesn't just walk away, because it's just not how you act. And the more you poke him, the more he's going to poke back, and he's going to poke back harder. So we got to find another way to solve this problem. And it's not with aggression. It's with, you know, common sense and realizing that nobody gains from a ground war between Russia and Ukraine.
Well, and certainly nobody gains in Ukraine from it. Right now, they've got upwards of 130,000 combat troops. This is the largest military mobilization since Desert Storm, from what I've read. And it's a conventional mobilization. It's not like Afghanistan, where we went in small teams or you know, in special operations heavy in the initial invasion. This is a full-scale, conventional stand-up. So let's say that intel is correct, and next thing you know, Putin is rolling across the border with massive amounts of conventional troops. Do you see American boots on the ground in Ukraine at all?
Well, I hope not.
Well, I hope not,
it's
too.
It's very difficult to even envision us fighting a war at that scale on their border, because you're giving them all the advantage. They're already there. The logistics is all already there. Whereas for us, I mean, we have, you know, forward operating bases where you have a presence in Europe, but it's nothing like what they have. And, you know, I remember before I was in Desert Storm, before we went into Desert Storm, people were calling for all these losses. And the reason we didn't see the losses there is the Iraqi military was just a paper tiger. Yeah. The Russian military is not a paper tiger. They're not at our level, I don't think, but I don't want to know. You know, I don't want to find out.
No, they are truly what we would call a near peer at this point.
Absolutely.
All right, Mike. Well, listen, more to come on this, and as the events progress over the days to come, love to have you back on and continue to get your perspective. There's a mixed bag of people out there that say we should go. Some say we should stand by, and others say we shouldn't even pay attention. So appreciate you being on the show today and giving us your perspective.
It's always a pleasure. Have a great day.
All right, folks, that's Mike Durant running for U.S. Senate. I need to get Tommy Tuberville on the show, talk about what his thoughts are on this right now, because he is about to be the senior senator from Alabama. So we'll work on getting him on the show here very soon. We've had Casey Wardinski on most recently. He and I were a bit at odds on our policy questions about it then. I don't think we can not take this seriously, and I don't think Mike Durant's saying that at all, but I don't think we can not take this seriously. I do agree with both men, both Casey Wardinski and Mike Durant, that we don't want to see American boots on the ground in Ukraine. There is not a national interest in that regard. I just don't know what I think about the Biden administration being in charge of this entire event. It's something to watch, folks. Something to watch. All right, folks, taking a quick break. Come right back and finish up the show. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.